Hi, Terry. What's on your mind, sir? Or ma'am?
Hi. Hi
Hello.
There. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. Are there any non-surgical, non-steroidal effective treatments for trigger finger that would reduce the inflammation, either internal supplements or topical applications, massage, whatever, that might work for that? Think of it as the mouse.
Yes. Yes, sir. And you know, that's what makes this kind of healthcare so much fun, because I get to tell people about things that work every time, every once in a while. And the treatment for trigger finger does that. And I learned it from a Dr. John Ellis. And if you ever want to read about it yourself, and this is not necessary, but just telling you, go to your used book search engine and look for Dr. John Ellis and his book that was called The Doctor Who Looked at Hands. And my, did he spend a lot of time looking at hands. He was out in rural Texas, and he looked at the hands of people who did not have milking machines at that time and were milking their cows a whole lot. And guess what? One of the things they got was trigger finger. And the man figured out how to get rid of it every time. He had people, as he published in his book, taking vitamin B6. Now, we have to update that, because there's an active form of vitamin B6 that was even more active than what John Ellis used, and it's available in all the health food stores. It's called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and since that's a little long, it's called P5P, for short, P5P. Anyway, he had him take the vitamin B6, 50 milligrams in the morning, 50 milligrams at night. Very few people I've worked with this have to shift it to morning and mid-afternoon, because it keeps them a little bit awake if they take it too close to bedtime. So anyway, P5P, 50 milligrams in the morning, 50 milligrams at night, and not a blinking thing seems to change for at least the first, I'm not kidding you, sir, this is right straight from Dr. Ellis's book, and he was right. I just copy the man, and because it works. Anyway, the trigger finger starts to get a little more flexible, and it doesn't do that trigger thing to you. Starting in about 6 to 8 weeks, it takes that blinking long, I'm sorry. But by the end of 6 months, nobody's got a trigger finger anymore. And it works. And did anybody overdose on P5P or vitamin B6 back in Dr. Ellis's time? No, never happens. And it's always wisest when we take a single B vitamin all by itself to back it up with either a multiple vitamin or a multiple B complex, just because they kind of stay in balance in our bodies that way. That's why it's called that. And yes, you will notice an extra B6 in your multiple, but still take the extra P5P. Twice daily, you will not overdose on B vitamins, and you won't have a trigger finger anymore in about 6 weeks, sir. Now it's my turn to shut up.
That sounds wonderful.
I meant 6 months, by the way. I said 6 weeks just now, but it takes about 6 months for most people to get rid of it totally.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a long-term solution, but that's fine. I don't care about that.
Well, you intend to have your finger for at least 6 more months, don't you?
Actually, it's my son, and yes, he does need it, so I might use some other anti-inflammatories along in the computer gaming for more than fun, perhaps as a career. And it says the mouse finger, you know?
Oh, I know. And, sir, one other thing, Dr. Ellis found that in his day, that P5P cleared up carpal tunnel, too. Which carpal tunnel syndrome, which is very common among people who do a lot of office work and typing on computer keyboards and stuff. So looks like your son just needs more of that vitamin.
Yeah, okay. So we'll give that a try, and I'll look into this book. I'll go ahead and get it, because I've got another family member with the same problem. So
okay, it's called The Doctor Who Looked at Hands by Dr. John Ellis.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.